launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There is much to do there. You can actually create the content of the website. You go to freetalklive.com. And you can submit different items to it, stuff you find online that you think is interesting, that you want other people to see, you want to share with our listeners, and then vote, because you can vote whether you like or dislike different things on the site. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Julia.
All right, so we're going to continue with your phone calls, and then we can keep talking about North Korea, because we never actually finished the account from the one man who has ever escaped, that we know of, the North Korean prison camps. We'll explain more about his experience here in moments. But let's get back to Aaron in Springfield. Says he's new to the ideas of liberty and is curious about what's a pretty important issue to a lot of people, especially people with kids, is the question of, well, what happens to abused children in the absence of a monopoly state, in the absence of the monopoly on violence known as the state, the government? So what would be the situation? And Aaron, are you back with us?
I am.
All right, good to have you back here. We were getting into this conversation, and I had suggested the idea that, well, if somebody's really being abused, then people that care, it would be their responsibility to help that that child out. And maybe that means rescuing them physically from the place of their abuse. But as you brought up, well, what if one person's abuse isn't abuse to another person, and then what happens in that situation? So you brought up, for instance, spanking. And I'm somebody who thinks spanking is abuse. However, I'm not the kind of person who wants to get into other people's business. If you want to spank your kids, it's your business. It's none of my business. I'm not going. That's not a line crosser for me. I want people to respect others and different parenting styles and not force their parenting styles on people. But there are certain times when abuse becomes so obvious and so horrific that somebody's going to want to take action. So, I mean, you know, escalate from spanking to full-scale beatings, punches, and that sort of thing, or chain someone up, starve them, etc. These are pretty serious abuses, and I think most people would support the idea of removing them, those children, from those families. But ultimately, if you had a situation where somebody kidnaps a child over them being spanked, then the parents would presumably want to take that person to arbitration. And so you would, you would go to arbitration because you would want your reputation to stay good. And besides, you believe you've done the right thing. And I think that in any sort of third-party arbitration involving a child, if the child was old enough to speak for itself, the child would be able to testify as to, you know, which situation was preferable for that child.
Well, I think there's a reverse problem with the current state system. Someone like you, Ian, would find very offensive spanking a child, but here in our New Hampshire, state law specifically allows a parent or someone sort of in charge of a child to use violence, corporal punishment, to prevent or punish minors' misconduct. So not only is is it sort of strange that the state will come in and take your children away based on, flimsy allegations, but at the same time, the state also says that you're completely legally justified in hitting a child to curb misbehavior.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, obviously, if the child can testify on its own behalf, then the child can make the decision, yeah, I like the life with the people that don't spank me better. And then case closed, right? The arbitrators wouldn't have much to decide in that case. But in the case of, like, an infant that couldn't speak for itself, then it would be, I think, up to the arbitrator in that situation. And then how the arbitrator would decide would be based on probably a variety of factors, including, the idea of spanking and how popular it was in the society in which the arbitrator existed. So it would all depend. I mean, there's no real firm way to answer that. There wouldn't be some lone set of governmental rules that would place strictures on these cases. They would be taken on individual bases and be judged on a variety of factors. Does that answer your question or address it at all?
Yeah, absolutely. It answers it very well, and it's put a lot of my questions. You've answered a lot of my questions that I had.
I'd like to suggest an excellent book. It's called The Market for Liberty. And it's available free over at book.freetalklive.com. If you go there, it's downloadable in PDF or I think some sort of ebook form. It's also an audio book form. And so you can download this book and read or listen to it at your leisure. And it was written in the early 1970s, but it was really ahead of its time in a lot of its ideas. But one of the most useful parts of the book is that it gets into real detail of how a justice system would work without a monopoly. And how policing and courts and things like that would function. And for me, that was a real important part of my process of, you know, moving from being a libertarian to being someone who considers himself a voluntarist, which is, you know, libertarians tend to be more like small government these days than they are principled. And I prefer the principle that all human being interaction should be consensual. So I hope that helps. And any other questions?
None at this time. I may hijack your program at some other date with more questions.
By all means, appreciate hearing from you, Aaron. And by the way, how'd you find the show? I see you're listening on TuneIn.
Yeah, I got tired of the way the right was monopolizing talk radio, and I just used TuneIn to see if there were any other, you know, competing voices, and saw Liberty Radio Network and decided to give it a listen.
Fantastic. I appreciate the heads up, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. TuneIn is such a cool app. It's free for every single mobile phone operating system out there. They have a paid version that gives you the ability to record what you're listening to, but otherwise the free app's pretty awesome. And you can listen to Free Talk Live through TuneIn, and also the LRN.FM through TuneIn, which makes it really easy on your mobile phone. All right, so 855-450-FREE. We continue here. Chris is listening in our nearby Marlboro, New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's on your mind, Chris?
As you're aware, I'm a new mover, and I just wanted to quickly say that it's the best thing that I ever did. And anybody who's listening in a place where they're getting fed up with what's going on where they are and want to find something better, then this is a no-brainer. I can tell you absolutely.
Welcome home.
The best thing you ever did. That's a pretty serious statement.
Yeah, it is a very serious statement, and I don't say it lightly. It really, I'm still fairly new here, been here about 3 weeks, but so far I'm ecstatic about being here. Hanging out with you guys in Keene, and what's going on is just wonderful to me. I was hanging out with a lot of great Ron Paul people back in Long Island, and it was a wonderful thing. But for me, finding myself along amongst more voluntarists and the types of activism that's being done here, I think is wonderful. And obviously not paying sales tax is a great thing, especially when one walks into a Dollar Tree. I found very interesting.
It's a shock to the system the first time you come to New Hampshire and you don't have to pay sales tax on things, because you're reaching in your pocket for change, and then it actually is 99 cents.
It actually costs what you said it costs. Isn't that an amazing thing? I feel like I'm doing more honest business. It's kind of
great.
Cool.
Well, and luckily for you, you're only renting, so you don't actually have to see the insane property tax bills that we pay here, but that'll
right.
Set you straight once you see one of those.
I was going to say our rent's really high, but if you're from New York, then you're used to high rent, so...
Yeah, I'm from New York, and I'm sure that the property taxes here might be higher than some areas that people come from. But coming from Suffolk County, they're pretty high, and it causes my rent to be very high. So
right, I've heard that property taxes are not only high in New York, but also New York has, of course, a state sales tax and a state income tax as well, which New Hampshire has neither of. So the total tax burden has probably dropped.
If it moves, tax it. If it stops moving, subsidize it.
Well, they call it the Empire State for a reason. So I guess it's a good thing that you got out of there. So glad to hear from you. So what were you calling in about tonight?
I wanted to weigh in on the gentleman's question about abused children, and I went through some stuff with CPS when I was a kid, and basically got the government involved in my life at 13 years old, and they never got out. And it was really just a matter of like smoking marijuana and maybe cutting some classes in their public schools, and it became a thing where just every aspect of my family's life became under government scrutiny. So I can tell you without hesitation that you can't get a whole lot worse than we have now. The
right.
Government basically taught me to obey my parents by teaching me that if you don't obey them, that you're going to be under our crap for the rest of your life. And even as I got back in line, they never got out. So
it doesn't get a whole lot worse than what
More
they have now.
More Jonathan Moments here. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Available now for new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am the genius. Takes away everything he can get. Takes them all the hopeless and the mortal dead.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Conversation about North Korea can still happen. There's still some more information on the table about that, but it's shifted to discussion of child protective services and how we could, frankly, live without them. In fact, kids would probably be better off. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect because they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. So go and visit SACL CAI via their banner. It's on our website at freetalklive.com. It's the top banner there in our banner column. Once again, that's SACL CAI. As we continue here, Chris is with us listening in Marlborough, New Hampshire. New mover from New York. Great place to leave. And he's now living here in the Shire, relatively new as of the last 3 weeks. But you were telling us that you had a bit of a nasty experience with the government's Child Protective Services Agency when you were, was it a teenager, right, Chris?
Yeah, basically when I was 13, I basically got into some trouble at school. And in New York, they have a thing called PINS petition, Person in Need of Supervision. And what this thing did was basically insert the state of New York into every aspect of my family, and they would never leave us alone. And it became
they have
a thing
the same
where,
thing
where,
here, don't they, Brez? Like chins or
it's,
something?
It's called the chins petition, and effectively, it's a way to charge a juvenile with things that, like, you know, aren't actually crimes. So if like a child doesn't go to school, if they're truant, or if they don't
run away from home,
effectively, it gives a parent can file a complaint. It's basically a court complaint against their child, and then the judge gets involved and says if you don't do what I tell you, then you go to jail.
Or placement?
Depending on what it is, it may start at something that's not restrictive, but if you don't comply with the least restrictive placement, you get sent to YDC in Manchester, which is a locked facility. So, I mean, that's how the state plays ball. I mean, you do what it says or you get locked up.
So basically, if parents are abusing you and you as a teenager run away, then the parents can file a charge against you to either force you to do what they say or go to prison.
Pretty much. I mean, it's
unless
not,
you want to file a complaint against your parents for abuse.
Right. I mean, New Hampshire, strangely, has no method for emancipation. However, if you're emancipated out of the state, New Hampshire acknowledges it. But at the same time, you can get married when you're 13. If the probate,
with parental consent.
With
right?
the parental consent and a probate judge's order. So, I mean, the whole system is
just crazy.
It's completely crazy. There's no rhyme or reason.
I had a similar experience when I was a teenager.
And you're from Long Island, too.
No, well, this was
but
in Idaho.
Oh, Idaho, right.
I was in Idaho, and I was expelled, and the state was involved. There was a lot of court stuff that went on. And my family had to move across country to get away from it. Like, they just couldn't take it anymore. And it definitely was a really, first financially hard on my parents, and it was emotionally hard on our family. Like, my mom was going nuts, and it was really unpleasant.
How did your situation end up happening in the first place?
With me, it was not even a complaint of my parents. It was a complaint with the school. So basically, I cut school and kind of was had something of a misspent youth, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And the courts got involved through the school. And once the courts got involved through the school, then it was a matter of, I don't want to go into too much detail, frankly, but they invaded our home. And it was basically a thing,
wow.
That, you know, you parents are going to enforce our ruling upon your child, or we will take your child away from you. You know,
just another reason not to send your kids to government school.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And at the end of the day, it became a thing of, you know, if in other instances, you know, if you run away from an abusive home, the police will return you to the abusive home.
They sure will.
You know, I met in my adventures in legal land as a child, I met a lot of people in a lot of different scenarios, abused children and stuff like that, who were forced to go back to their homes and then ran away from their homes, and they maybe didn't want to send their parents to jail, but they just wanted to get away from the scenario, and they were returned to the abusive home. And it was an absolutely, just what I witnessed in that system, really turned me off to government at a very young age, which, you know, in hindsight might be a positive thing, but what they did to us was, you know, about as horrible as I could imagine a scenario to be.
Chris, thanks for the call and sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line. Now, Brad, you're a former cop. You were on the beat for 11 years in New Hampshire as a police officer. If you had come across a runaway teenager, what would happen? I mean, because, again, you would have to bring them back to their parents, presumably. That's kind of the law, as I understand it. But what if the teenager says, my parents beat me, I don't want to go home?
Well, if it were me and someone made that allegation, I would have to, if I was in law enforcement, I would have to report that to DCYF, because there is a law in New Hampshire that says anybody who is told that there is child abuse, whether you're in the clergy, whether you're a psychiatrist, psychologist, there's absolutely no privilege. If there is minor or elder abuse, you're required to report it. And with children, it's to DCYF. And, you know, again, this comes back.
But would you have to still take them home?
No, absolutely not.
Where would you take them?
There are placement places throughout the state. Unfortunately, a lot of the funding for the legitimate places that help children that come from abusive families, that funding is reduced. You know, meanwhile, you know, they're building a death house at the state prison to execute the one African American male we have on death row here in New Hampshire. Mm. You know, so the state's priorities are all screwed up when they spend all this money to kill somebody. I think it's like $1.4 million.
Oh, God.
And then there's these kids that, you know, there's a lot of kids who legitimately come from families, and these kids legitimately need help, but it just goes to show that the state really doesn't care about that when they put all their money into enforcement of victimless crimes, and these kids, you know, fall by the wayside.
You know, there was a situation recently in Keene with a runaway teenager, and you know, I knew somebody who knew this person, and they were kind of hiding that person out, which, of course, you know, is also illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But the situation when you're a teenager and you want to get out of an abusive household, because that was the claim. Now, whether the teenager was telling the truth, I don't know. But the claim was that mom was abusive. And so you've got a really bad situation. Like, all the choices are bad for the teenager in that situation because, one, they can't work. If they're under a certain age, you know, there's just not a possibility that person's going to get a job. Julia, you're pretty unusual in that you actually had a job at age 14. But most employers don't really want to hire 14-year-olds due to the fact that there's all kinds of restrictions on when they can work and how long they can work. And it's pretty hard to hire a 14-year-old.
It's hard, but it's possible.
It's possible, but not, you know, they're
actually
not jumping.
I noticed the other day that the 7-Eleven in Keene had a sign that specifically requested 14 and 15-year-olds. And I
really?
Yep. And I thought that was nice. I bet why. They're probably reliable because at that point they're not even driving themselves. Their parents have to drive them to work. So, and they probably need people to work on the weekends. And you know what I mean? So they probably get these 14-year-old, 15-year-old kids. They work one day a week from 8 to 4. You know they're going to show up because their parents are bringing them.
It's interesting. I mean, I'm glad to hear that. But it's still pretty difficult,
nope,
right?
Like there was a now hiring sign, and it said 14 or 15-year-old.
But in order for the 14 or 15-year-old to work there, they need to have a certificate from the government, which
that's a New Hampshire thing.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Lot of stupid labor laws here. Really bad.
855-450-FREE. So this runaway, right? So they can't probably go and work because they're too young. They can't go. Don't want to go back to their parents' house because of the abuse. Otherwise, you go to the state and possibly get abused by the state person, or you go on the run and turn into a prostitute. I mean, there really aren't very many good options.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-453-SACL-CAI-TOLL-FREE line. On our website, head on over to freetalklive.com and you'll find a variety of features that await you there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and you can see that there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, the Seasteading Institute wants to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You can meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit in the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's happening May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Now, you can get discounted registration prior to May 1st, so that's tonight. Special rates are available for both students and the press, and you can get 10% off if you use promo code FTL by going to seasteading.freetalklive.com. That's seasteading.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to their event registration page where you can learn more about the event at, again, in San Francisco, coming up May 31st to June 2nd. If you've heard about the seasteading idea, you're probably going to want to be there. It's the idea of basically setting sail on the seas and creating a society outside of this current existing governmental structure. It's pretty interesting. So once again, seasteading.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what's on your mind, let's go to Tim, listening in Indy to WXNT. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Tim.
I called last week. I'm the state employee with Indiana from the DOC. But anyway, I read a story across the bottom of the screen maybe a week ago stating something about Florida and drug testing, and it went to the Supreme Court. I didn't know if you guys were familiar with that. You guys deal with pre-employment drug testing and stuff like that.
Was this the drug testing for welfare recipients? What was this?
I read across the bottom. It said state employees. I, I'm
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they rejected that. They said that the state could not test its own employees. Is that right?
Okay. I thought that's I was wondering if you guys knew. And was that for pre-employment or like random, do you know?
I don't recall. I did not read that story. I only saw the headline.
I'm looking at it right now, and it says U.S. District Judge Ursula Ungaro from the Southern District of Florida said the drug testing of about 85,000 state employees would violate the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and sided with a motion by the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employee Council 79, which represents about 40,000 of the employees.
So this is current employees is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So...
That really surprises me because this is, like I said last week, my second stint with the state, and you have to take a drug test and a physical now. And I read that and I found that pretty interesting because
I'm not surprised. I mean, the drug testing is good enough for the rest of us, but for state employees, it's a no-go. I guess maybe your state employee should file a lawsuit and then they'll have it overturned.
It is just so rife with hypocrisy where, you know, police unions will come out and object and cry about privacy while at the same time, you know,
running checkpoints
and right. Marching dogs through high schools.
Right, absolutely. So as of now, that was overruled then, correct?
If they yep. Are, no state employee drug testing in Florida, at least.
Well, this flies in opposition to a. I read a case once where a sergeant with the sheriff's department argued that when her boss called her into his office, he was violating her rights to detaining her without cause because it's the police. And I believe it was the U.S. Supreme Court that said that when the when the government does things like an employer would do, it doesn't have the same type of government protection with the Constitution. So a decision like this might very well be overturned. I mean, I hope it is, because people who work in the government who intrude on other people's privacy, maybe if it happened to them more, they would think twice about it before doing it to other people.
Right, and we are even subject to random drug testing at any time. You have to sign a piece of paper, and there's even something that's even funnier where they started a couple of years ago that if you say that you are not a smoker or a chewless tobacco user, that they take $25 a paycheck for an individual, so 50 a month off. And then there was a newsletter last week that said they would be going around to certain facilities and giving a hair test. And if you had said that you're not a smoker and you test positive for nicotine, they would obviously ask for that money back.
Hold on. So they're paying you extra if you're not a smoker, or they dock you if you are a smoker?
It's not docked extra. It's if you say that you're not a smoker, they will take $25 off of your insurance each paycheck, so $50 a month.
Meaning you'll save that money on your insurance.
Right. Yeah, that's gotcha. Safe, not them giving it to you. But yeah, I just thought it was pretty comical that they're in the newsletter a week or two ago saying that they are going to be randomly doing hair tests on individuals, and there would be disciplinary action if you had nicotine in your system and you said that you were a non-smoker.
Well, I think this story that this gentleman's brought up, Ian, certainly flows in with the Secret Service thing I wanted to talk about.
It definitely does. Now, Tim, you work for the Department of Corrections?
Yes.
What would happen if, I'm just curious, what would happen if you came out publicly as like a member of law enforcement against prohibition? Would that be something that that you would support?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would happen to you? I mean, would you be able to do that in your current capacity as a agent for the Department of Corrections?
When you first get hired, they make you sign all this stuff about media and stuff like that. So I don't know if it would fall under that, but
No government in the United States can stop public employees from speaking publicly about matters of public concern. The only exception to that would be judicial officers or judges. But you, as a, are you a probation officer?
No, I'm a
CO.
No, I work in recreation.
Oh, okay. I can tell you right now, I mean, having been there and done that, I mean, if you're to speak out against anything status quo, you're definitely going to catch the ire of your bosses. And it's
absolutely. They do not like anything that strays from their way, whatever that way is.
I only bring it up because actually here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, is a bit of an unusual situation. The jail is actually run by a man who is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Yeah.
You've worked with him, Brad Rick Van Wickler.
Yeah.
And actually when I was at the jail, one of the guards who was checking me into the jail most recently was wearing a LEAP pin. So he actually allows his guards at the jail to express on their uniform their opposition to the war on drugs. Pretty cool.
I have a lot of respect for Superintendent Van Wickler because, you know, being especially, I mean, he's a police administrator, you know, a law enforcement criminal justice administrator. And for him to stand up publicly like he did in his position, I think is great. I mean,
well, it's cool that he's also creating that freedom for his employees to be able to express themselves.
Yeah, I've heard from people who've worked for him before. For that, he's a great guy to work for. I mean, can you tell me, Ian, is he a great guy to be in his jail? Is it nice?
You know, he came by and we had a chat one day, and it was nice.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah. He's not bad.
Yeah.
That sounds absolutely cool. That is, and like I said, I don't think that'd go over very well at my place of employment. That's for
Tim,
sure.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Although I have my disagreements with Rick and some of his policies. Like, there's one policy that he created. Because apparently, as a superintendent, he has a fair amount of leeway in how to run the jail. And so one of his policies is that if you are in for a fine payment, that you'll be put in solitary confinement.
I've heard this before, and I can't imagine that is constitutional. I don't doubt that the superintendent knows what he's doing, because I've had talks with him before. So I would assume the courts have said this is okay, but right here and now, Brad doesn't think that's okay. I mean, to punitively punish somebody just because they owe money, I mean...
Yeah, he says he does it for the reason of intimidating people into paying up. You know, the idea being that they've got the money, and if they sit in solitary, they're going to be more likely to pay it than if they're sitting in population.
Yeah, I think that violates the Eighth Amendment.
855-450-FREE. So I've got my critiques of him, but otherwise I appreciate the good work that he does.
Yeah, me too.
1-855-450-3733. More about the insanity of North Korea coming up. Plus, Brad, you've got something about the Secret Service agents who have been caught in all manner of questionable situations down south. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you can control the content of the site. And once again, freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. You know Amazon, right? I'm sure you probably shopped at Amazon. If you've been online for more than a year, you've probably been there. They've got so many products in so many categories, dozens of categories, even groceries. You can buy groceries at Amazon. In fact, do you do that, Julia? Did you tell me that?
Yes, I do.
What are some of the recent groceries you've got on Amazon?
I don't know.
Can you give me one example?
The last time, I usually place a big order, and it's dry stuff, so it's not stuff I order often, so it's been probably a couple months, but they have these, like, chips that I like for snacks, you know?
So, like, a chip that you might normally have to really look for at a grocery store?
Well, they have them at the grocery stores, but they're really expensive, because they only have, like, a couple ingredients on them, so and you actually can pronounce all of them, so, and they're expensive, and you can buy, like, a huge box of the individual bags, so I can bring one with my lunch.
Can you do, like, all your grocery shopping on it?
No, they don't have spoilable products.
But there's a lot. I mean, there's a wide variety. It is not always cheaper on Amazon. I shop around. You know, sometimes I can get it cheaper in Keene, but in most cases where you're buying in bulk, and it's easy. I mean, it's free shipping in almost all cases. And
if you get over $25, then yeah, it's usually free shipping when it comes to Amazon. But you can't go and order milk. Fresh milk through Amazon, stuff like that, or fruit.
But if you're looking for a weird product, like coconut flour, for example, if you go and try to buy this in the store, it's going to cost you twice as much money. Mm. You know what I mean? You should just look for it on Amazon.
So go to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find the Amazon links. You can click into whichever one's right for you. Maybe it's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, or Amazon US. Click into the appropriate Amazon, and then just get your shopping done. As long as you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So not only are you going to get a great deal and delivery to your door of what it is you're looking for, you're also going to help Free Talk Live at the same time. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Johnson is listening in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Julia.
Hey, I wanted to bring up something that happened in the news today, in tech news.
All right.
So a high court order has come down in the U.K., forcing ISPs in the U.S. and the U.K. to block the Pirate Bay.
Oh, boy.
Yep. So I guess they're just one of a bunch of countries that have had this happen. But, I bring it up when it hits the U.K. because, obviously, it probably means that the United States is not going to be far behind.
Well, we know that's what they were trying to do with SOPA. That was one of the intentions behind SOPA. So I guess if they can have a court rule on it, then they don't have to go through a whole legislative process.
Right. So it's all the major ISPs out there. It's Sky, Everything Everywhere, TalkTalk, O2, Virgin Media. They're all like the sort of major internet service providers, and they've all been ordered to block the Pirate Bay. And of course, no. The Pirate Bay is like, it's no big deal.
Well, like, I mean, there's going to be a workaround.
We'll provide ways to circumvent it.
Right,
like, no problem.
I mean, how are they going to block it? Are they just going to block the URL? If that's the case, you can just make another URL and forward people to it until they find out what that URL is, and then you can make another one.
Sure, I think they're gonna block, you know, the server IP addresses, and then probably also, you know, somehow block the actual domain name itself. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's at the ISP level, so they can do that.
When do they have to implement this? Has it already happened, or is there like a deadline?
I don't have that information readily at hand. I do know that the Pirate Bay is going to be offering a reverse proxy, mm-hmm. so that people can actually, like, you know, set that up so that it will circumvent the DNS servers of these, you know, ISPs, mm-hmm. so that, you know, it's essentially going to go directly to, you know, when they go out to find a particular domain name, it's going to completely circumvent the ISPs. So,
what if you're using a separate DNS? So, for instance, for our listeners that don't know, I don't want to get too geeky here without explaining. DNS is basically kind of like the telephone book for the internet, sort of, where when you type in freetalklive.com, your internet service provider is typically your provider of your DNS. And so what happens is your computer inquires with, or your web browser inquires with your ISP and says, well, where will I find freetalklive.com? And the ISP will return the information. It will return a code, an IP address, a series of digits. And your browser will then go to that IP address. So whenever you enter a website, there's always this DNS translation that goes on behind the scenes that you never actually see happening. And so basically what you're saying is the government in the UK is now going to force internet service providers to essentially blacklist the IP addresses of the Pirate Bay. So when somebody types in the Pirate Bay, .org, I think, that basically the ISPs will look at that and say, well, we can't send you there because the government has told us not to.
That was a very long explanation. I totally would have simplified that with computers address each other with numbers. DNS makes it pretty.
Right. But what you could do is you could have your own DNS service. So, for instance, here at the LRN.FM studios, we don't use Time Warner's DNS service. We use OpenDNS, which is a completely separate DNS provider. Now, I presume that if OpenDNS were based in the UK, they would be subject to this court order as well. But in theory, wouldn't having a different DNS service provider solve this problem?
Probably. I believe so. I know, personally, I use Google DNS. But, I mean, they could, again, who knows, they could force Google in the UK or maybe OpenDNS in the UK. I don't know exactly how that works.
Maybe, well, I would think that if OpenDNS isn't based in the UK, then, in theory, someone could use that in the UK to get around it.
Right, because they're not going to be able to...
Their court orders, you cut out there. But, yeah, their court order would not apply to a company that is not based in the UK. And if they don't have an office in the UK, they'd probably be all right.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to be able to filter out that traffic. Sorry, my ear hit the mute button. So, I don't believe that they would be able to see that traffic going through a DNS. You know, if you're going through an alternate DNS system, they can't really see what information you're sending over your connection, and so they wouldn't be able to redirect it or stop it. I'm not 100% sure that if somebody is more network savvy than me, maybe might contradict me on that. But
one thing's for sure, that you can count on the technical gurus out there to figure out ways around all of these governmental blocks, but it's not necessarily... It's not going to be as
scary, you know, because it's like a step in the wrong direction, and it's scary because, you know, it's still preventing that the market from developing.
Yeah.
Really, it's preventing freedom of speech and free flowing information.
I agree. It's definitely disturbing because the average person isn't going to know about OpenDNS. The average person isn't going to know about the various different workarounds that will become available.
The irony is that what they're doing is they're creating an underground black internet. I mean, they really are. It's like they're creating Blacknet, you know, or whatever. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you've already got Tor, the anonymizing service, so this is going to give, you know, that's another workaround. If you go on Tor, you'll probably be able to...
The more,
I mean, but what's funny is the more that they have these regulations, the more things like Silk Road is popping up, Tor is popping up, you know, back roads to the Pirate Bay. I mean, this whole, like, separate sort of underground internet is amassing and arising, and it's becoming more complicated, and but it's becoming a sort of separate, interesting area of the web that it's growing. I mean, they're
right.
These regulations are making that grow more, I think.
Right, and Tor has become so much easier to use now. They have this browser bundle. You can just go and download the Tor browser bundle and literally double-click, and you know, within moments, you're on Tor. Julia, you hooked this up recently.
Might not know about it. They're making it more accessible to the
right
person.
No doubt. Johnson, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Was it hard at all for you to figure out Tor?
No.
I mean, there's some technical aspects of it that, you know, I don't think are necessarily put on the foreground. But all that said, it's still a relatively safe thing to do.
The new browser bundle makes it very easy. I mean, you download it and just click on it, and it connects and it loads Firefox. And then, you know, as long as you... your settings are correct, and there's nothing else leaking your information, you can surf relatively safely.
Pretty much. And it's just going to get easier as more people start demanding these services, because people want, again, they can pass all the laws and court orders that they want to, and it's not going to stop people from wanting to get the latest album that has been released free prior to actually paying for it, so they can sample it first, or downloading some new movie and see if they like it before they go and buy it. That's just, it's not going to stop people's desire to do that. And so as long as people have those desires, the marketplace will come up with ways for those desires to be fulfilled. You can't stop this stuff from happening. You can't stop drugs, you know, people from using drugs. You can't even stop them from getting into their own prison. And similarly, you can't stop people from getting the entertainment or the software that that they're looking for on an evaluation basis. And the fact is, the Pirate Bay is probably helping sell more albums and movies more so than stopping sales, because it's exposing people to things that they otherwise might not have paid for had they been unable to experience it without being able to see it for free first. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Out of a Tree is on the way. Secret Service shenanigans, more about North Korea, and whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.